The question was asked, but what is the significance of the raven, the crow, in the story of Noach and in Tanakh in general? So when we read about Orev, Orev is unique in a number of ways. Number one, the Orev is black. So Orev sometimes represents the idea of black. Number two, Orev, Chazal say, different variations of the Medrash, says that when the Orev lays eggs, so the eggs come out white, and the male, Orev, leaves them. And here we have different versions of the Medrash. One version says when he sees the eggs are white, he tells his wife, "You cheated on me. I'm black, you're black, the eggs are white. Goodbye." So he leaves. The other version says that as the eggs crack, so the Orev sees the little Orvim coming out, and they look to him like snakes. So he runs for his life. Either way, for whatever reason, the Orev flies away. It says that Livnei Orev Asher Yikrau, that the raven's children, they call out to Hashem, they chirp, they have no food, and Hashem made it so that they get worms out of their feces when they make their bodily needs. So then they go back and peck at their own soah, their own feces, and in that feces there are worms which they can peck out their own food. So that's something which is unusual for the raven. So Chazal say, look at that. No other creature, you know, I don't know about no
How
other
did
creature.
Worms get there?
I assume that the worms are either, I don't know. You could do a search.
Eel, right?
Okay, but there is some natural, is it that when they do their own needs, the eggs are already there, or they attract the eggs from larvae in the air? I'm not sure. The natural
this process happens now. Like in
I assume so. He's checking right now, right? You're not checking.
He's checking.
Yeah, I learned about the tool.
I'm gonna check it later.
But it's like it's a star. Like when you go into sleep and you get up in the morning and you have like a lot of power, it's not really that the sleep give you the power. It's the Hashem, but it's like a star. You don't see Hashem.
Okay, yefe. So the raven represents cruelty. The raven represents one who turns his back on his kids. And on the one hand, Hashem created it that way. On the other hand, the raven represents this idea that a person can turn their back on their kids, and Hashem takes care of them ultimately. And so sometimes Chazal say a person has to be like a raven. There are times that a person has to charge forward, even if it means that his children will pay a certain price. But that is a concept in Chazal also. But the raven typically represents cruelty, the ability to turn his back on his kids. The raven is also considered a thief, because the raven goes out and looks to take other people's food. And the raven is very comfortable doing that. In the days of the Navi Eliyahu, it says when Eliyahu was hiding, Hashem told him, "Ve'ta ovim tziviti lechelcha." I commanded the ravens to feed you, and so the ravens would bring him meat from the king's table. They would come in, swoop down, pick it up, and bring it out to Eliyahu by his cave. So the raven represents many different things, but that's.
Is there any particular reason that Noah chose a raven at first and not the dove to begin with?
Maybe the raven is more powerful. Maybe the raven, Chazal tell us that the raven was one of the creatures that cheated in the, if I'm not mistaken, it says the raven was one of the three creatures that procreated in the Teva. All other creatures didn't. I think it says the raven did. And I think it says his punishment was that certain things come through his mouth that don't go through other creatures' mouths. I think I have to look it up, but I think that's what it says.
Didn't Ham also sleep with his wife?
Ham is the second one, yeah. I think the dog is the third. I think, if I remember correctly.
Rav Bigon.
Aklavim azay nefesh, yeah.
Rav Bigon was mention